This is a very common scripture that is read during the Easter season, that Jesus is risen and he is alive. But sometimes I think after Easter has gone and passed, that kind of dies down and kind of seem to forget the excitement that Jesus lives. As we can hear, there's a lot of excitement and emotion going on in this text that we just read. The disciples were living in fear now that Jesus was gone. They were hiding behind locked doors, hoping not to be caught by the Roman Empire, to be tortured and killed in the same way or even worse. I'm very sure that they felt lost and insecure about what their future now holds. How would they do the amazing things that Jesus had done now that he was no longer with them? Then, to their great surprise and joy, Jesus appears to them after being dead for 3 days and shows them his wounds to show that it truly is him. The disciples were ecstatic. I'm sure they could barely control themselves. I know had I been there, I would have been shouting with joy and praise. He is who he says he is. Jesus calms them, and right away, the Holy Spirit is born. Jesus breathed upon the disciples and gave them this precious gift. Now, while all of this was going down, Thomas was not there. He had missed out on all of the action. And of course, the disciples couldn't wait to give him the great news. Kind of like, you know, when you have like really good gossip, or as we like to say in Spanish, chisme, that you can't wait to guess what I just heard. So they tell Thomas, guess what? Jesus is back. He's alive. We saw him. And of course, his response is, yeah, right. I'll believe it when I see it. Thomas says, when I touch the holes in his hands and put my finger in his side, then I will believe what you are telling me. I can imagine their reactions. Are you serious? Are you really not going to believe us who's been with you all this time? Do you think we would make something like this up? So a whole week goes by and Thomas still has not seen Jesus. And I bet by this point he's thinking to himself, I haven't seen Jesus yet. Either Jesus doesn't want me to see him or these people are completely nuts. Thomas and the rest of the disciples gathered at the house once again, and Jesus finally appears to them a second time. Jesus goes to Thomas and tells him to look at my hands, look at my side, that you can see that it truly is me. Now this time, his reaction was different. Thomas says, my Lord and my God. Now he sees. Now he believes. Jesus says something very important here. You believe because you have seen me. But blessed are those who have not seen me and still believe. I know all of us have heard many times people say, or maybe even said it yourself, I'll believe it when I see it. And maybe a few times when our faith has been low and we just can't seem to figure out how Jesus is going to work this one out. Our job is not to know how it's going to be worked out or what the steps are. All you're supposed to do is to believe that it will be done. So many times we get in our own way trying to figure out how we're going to deal with a problem, me included. I've done this more times than I'd like to admit. But what if we all who are believers in Jesus would stop trying to figure it out? Stop thinking it can't be done for me or for us. Stop wanting to have all control and just believe. Just believe that God keeps his promise to his word. Just believe that he will never leave or forsake us. Just believe that all things are possible through Christ who strengthens me. What amazing things we could do. What amazing things we could do in our own personal lives. What amazing things we could do for our church. Amazing things that we could do for our community. I can already imagine all the wonderful and awesome things. We would be unstoppable. Jesus has already told us that we are blessed because we believe. Our faith just has to be put into action. The word believe is a verb. A verb describes an action. And an action is something that you do, something you act upon. You can't just say you believe. You have to show your belief and act upon it. Jesus gifted all his disciples and believers with the power of the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that dwelt in Jesus also lives in you and in me. God is the same yesterday, 100 years ago, and when Noah walked this earth. He is not going to change now. Your belief glorifies his name. Your belief shows the good works he is doing in your life and those around you. We are all walking billboards that testify Jesus lives. He lives and continues to do great works through you and through me. We do not have to do it alone. We don't have to put the pieces together to figure out what the big picture is. We just have to believe by faith that God is doing his part in working out the details. Our faith grows when we are able to wait upon the Lord. His timing is perfect. Sometimes we may think we know what is best for ourselves. And if God would just hurry up and do what we ask for, we would be better off. But when we finally get what we have been praying for, we see it was more than what we asked. We are left in utter amazement and in awe of our God because he went above and beyond what we originally prayed for. Then we feel bad for whining and complaining and ask for forgiveness. When we don't fully believe, that means we don't fully trust God. How much of your life do you entrust to God? Do you trust God with most things, but on some areas you say, "Thanks, Jesus, I've got this part covered. You just handle the rest." Do you trust him with your family, your marriage, finances, employment, things of the church? Just to mention a few. I know it's not always easy fully giving over the reins to God. Doubts start to pop up into our minds. What if I accept this job offer? Will I really make enough money? If I stop trying to control my kids and just pray for them because I know it's best for them, will they really make the right decisions? If I tithe my income, will I have enough money for all my needs? All these questions demonstrate lack of trust. And when we don't trust, we don't believe and show little faith. In one of my favorite scriptures, read in Hebrews 11, 1, says, "Now faith is the substance for things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Right there, it says it all. We don't have to see it to have faith and believe. We don't have to be like Thomas. "I'll see it when I believe it." Seeing is not believing. We must remember that as long as Jesus continues to blow his Holy Spirit upon us, we are also able to be used by God for his glory. We were never meant to live for ourselves, but for God, to draw others to his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us learn to ask God to teach us not to see with our human eyes, but with our spiritual eyes would be open to see the true reality. That what we have in Jesus is more real than all the things we can see and touch in this world. He is risen, he is alive, and he continues to do his great work through you and through me. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.